Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, already into hour number three. Thank you for joining us. We're now joined by a man who does a lot of great work for us, runs PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars. Well, my wife runs InfoWars.com. Paul runs PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv for us. And he's a great researcher. He has written the book Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. We're going to take a lot of calls this hour and go through a whole plethora of really important news. 1-800-259-9231. Paul, what's on the front burner today? What do you think is most important? What will we be covering in the next 58 minutes?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, the floor is open for the calls, but definitely we need to go in depth on this new Berg evidence as it relates to the possible similarities between the Berg video and the Abu Ghraib torture videos, because there's a lot of new evidence on that.
Well, I mean, we always have the white chair that looks the same, the weird brown cream walls, you know, his CIA connections, working with Iraqis who work for the State Department, working with, you know, being around hijackers, working at the prison. But now we've got top forensic heads of universities in the U.S. and Australia and others saying this thing's an obvious fake, the video itself. And that's just the forensics evidence.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned their CIA connections. There was actually a London Times article on Sunday which covered most of the things that we brought up in the past 2 weeks and circulated without giving us any credit, of course, as they always don't. But they mentioned that, I think the quote was something like, many people have postulated that because Berg had connections to Al-Qaeda members or supposed Al-Qaeda members, that he is then, according to the hypothesis, connected to the CIA. So there you have the London Times itself making the connection between Al-Qaeda and the CIA in one sentence. But this this new piece of evidence has been circulating around the internet for a few days, and as yet it's unconfirmed, and I suppose, you know, a call to Kodak would probably confirm it. But numerous people are looking at the digital watermarks, which are not visible to the naked eye on the videos. It's on the actual, you know, the surface of the tape. On both the Abu Ghraib video released by the Washington Post on Friday and the Nick Berg execution video, and saying that basically the codings are exactly the same. And apparently Kodak have undertaken the analysis and are set to release it to the major media in the next few days. So whether that happens remains to be seen. But as you mentioned, the previous evidence that we've discussed does indeed point to the same hypothesis. We know that Berg worked at Abu Ghraib prison. Before his capture, he was wearing the orange jumpsuit that we see in the video. And again, with those new photos released on Friday by the Washington Post, we have a picture of one of the Iraqi detainees there in the exact same orange jumpsuit. As you said, the standard issue white chairs are seen in both the torture footage and the Berg footage. And another thing which got picked up by the London Times on Sunday in the same article is that several frames in the Berg video suggest military personnel on the set of the filming. Now, that again isn't conclusive either way, but it certainly, you know, it fits the pattern. And of course, the Western voices on the end of the tape saying "Thy will be done," or other people, you know, postulated that it says "This is how it will be done," and it sounds more like that to me. So it's, you know, it's as if someone is directing them when they go ahead and decapitate what's looking more and more like a mannequin. And we'll get into the rest after the break.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, after this quick break. They never show you evidence, just some foggy illusion. This is a government that's been caught giving you fake fat bin Laden tapes, fake weapons dossiers, fake newscast. Oh, but they wouldn't do this.
Folks, the future of gardening is upon us, and whether you grow for fun, food, or profit, you'll discover great new ways to reap more rewards from everything you grow at FutureGarden.com. Want a jump start on spring? Bring the power of the summer sun indoors and get your favorite seedlings off to a healthy start with a high-intensity grow light from FutureGarden.com. When the outdoor season winds down, put your high-intensity grow light back to work to serve up fresh-grown produce or prize-winning orchids in the dead of winter. Short on time or space? Now you can grow twice as much in half the space without mess or back-breaking work. Think smart garden. These ingenious planters automatically feed and water your favorite plants from a central reservoir so you can set up an entire carefree garden in an afternoon and enjoy the highest level of quality produce that hydroponics delivers both indoors and out. At FutureGarden.com, you'll find great items and more to make your garden grow like never before. Visit FutureGarden.com today to shop or request a free catalog or call toll-free 888-338-3305. That's 888-338-3305. Phone lines open Monday through Friday only.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Through Friday from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central. Again, thanks for joining us. Paul Watson, before we get into the latest Berg developments and a bunch of other important news, I wanted to get into Bush's speech last night. I've just read the text of it. I didn't watch it. But reading over it, which I'm sure you've done, he says, stay the course, we're giving them freedom. And we got to, you know, stick to it. But this was all scripted from beforehand. They're going to have the UN take over. Our troops are going to be the muscle. They're going to have the torture master in there, Mr. Necroponte. And they got to have a wicked sociopath in there, whether it's Chalibi or Necroponte. They all have the same job description and background. I mean, where do you see all this going?
Well, again, we've been saying for many months that, you know, come June 30th, this staged handover is set to take place. And the development running alongside it is this Shalibi raid, which now it's come out that some people are saying that, you know, he was a spy for Iran or something. And that the potential is that he's going to go over to the...
I think we just lost Paul. Is he still there now? His phone dropped over in England. That happens occasionally. I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's bring Debbie Maher up for about 4 minutes. We'll get Paul back on. Then we'll finish up with those comments and go right into your calls, folks, for those that are patiently holding. Debbie, joining us from New Millennium Concepts. I like to get you up a couple times a week. We're talking about clean water here. I mean, look, you should get a big Berkey just because it's high-quality water, some of the best water you can get at one of the lowest prices. But at the same time, the government's saying we will be attacked, massive attacks all over the country. Well, if that's the case, regardless of who's behind it, we need to have clean water for our families. You can live without food for a month, but you cannot live without water more than 3 or 4 days. And you can put pond water, lake water, puddle water into this. It'll do thousands and thousands and thousands of gallons. No moving parts, folks. It's gravity-fed, high-quality, made in America. Debbie, good to have you on the show with us.
Thank you, Alex.
Tell folks about the Berkey Light, how it works, and some of the specials you've got and how they can get it.
Okay. The Berkey Light is a 2.5-gallon gravity-fed water filter. You pour the water in the top. The water seeps down through the filters and drips into the bottom canister, and then you have a spigot, and you take your water out through the spigot, you know, by using a cup or a pitcher, however you want. You can call us to order it, and we have two specials. We have the Berkey Light without the lights, which the lights are just an option. They don't have anything to do with filtering the water. The lights allow you to have a light if your power goes out for whatever reason, and they come with rechargeable batteries. But you can get the system with or without light.
By the way, those are 14-year continuous burn LED array, lights up a room. You can read by it. Great system. Goes into the base of it, and it's about a foot and a half, tall system that you put the water into. And this is a purifier, not just a filter. And it's made in America, and to buy something comparable is over $300, and you'll save money just in the first few months not buying bottled water. And on top of it, bottled water has been proven to be just about as bad as tap water, Debbie.
Yes, that's correct. In fact, they've had recalls on water. And, you know, just different things. You know, I'm amazed sometimes at how people think that demineralized water, you know, there's a lot of different opinion of demineralized water or mineralized water. Our Berkey filters do leave the beneficial minerals into the water, which keeps your body healthier. It allows you to keep your bones, whereas demineralized water acts as a solvent, and it depletes your system of the beneficial minerals you need, and your bones become more and more brittle over time. A lot of times when you find out that a friend or a relative has osteoporosis starting, if you ask them what kind of water they drink, many, many times they say, oh, I drink reverse osmosis or I drink distilled.
Well, we have both. We have a big Berkey and we have reverse osmosis, and as long as you're getting some of the mineralized water, you're okay. Now, you've got the $199 special where you get a free gift, the sheltering in place video, or the Prudent Places CD with the hundreds of color maps and demographics and regions, and it's really something everybody should have. You also have the special though still, don't you, where you get 5 sport bottle Berkey's filters that are portable for $100?
Yes, we do.
And if you try to buy one of those in the store, folks, it's like $35-$40. You get 5 of these for $99, 12 for $199 to give us a gift. They do 630 refills. Please call Debbie at 1-888-803-4438. And if you call and it's busy, just leave her name and number. She'll call you right back. 1-888-803-4438. And if people just want the sheltering in place video or the Prudent Places CD, if you've already got a Berkey Light, you can call and get that as well. So again, 1-888-803-4438 or berkeywater.com. But tell them in the comment section that you heard it from Alex Jones to get the special, and tell them what free gift you want. berkeywater.com or infowars.com. Again, that's 888-803-4438. Anything else, Debbie?
Yep, that'll do it.
Thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. Did we ever get Paul back? Yeah, he's back. Good. Paul Watson got cut off in the middle of that, and we had Debbie waiting in the wings. to join us. And then I want to go to some calls here in a minute. But continuing with Chalibi, I did get the AP article a listener mentioned yesterday where he said, oh, this gives me a badge of honor, shows I'm independent. They came to his compound and took a computer. I mean, this is nothing but theater. I mean, this guy was at the State of the Union address. He's the darling of the CIA, Paul.
Well, and it was his so-called intelligence that, you know, formed the front page of the New York Times for 6 months about all this phony intelligence of why we should go to war. But, yeah, he's supposedly going to defect to the other side and play the good cop just before the UN come in. But alongside this, we've got the report where the Pentagon and the State Department are going to go ahead and set up this 75,000-member international peacekeeping force, which is called Global Peace Operations Initiative, you know, which is basically going to be under the auspices of the UN. So that's in collusion with the Pentagon and the State Department. So, you know.
So here's Bush bolstering and expanding the role of the UN.
Yeah, you know, they'll go in after each invasion. And it has to be remembered that in the first place, and Bush continually cites this in almost every speech he gives, is that he went to war with Iraq based on, you know, citing UN Security Council resolutions. He says it time and time again. So the contention that the UN didn't authorize this war goes against, you know, their own resolutions, which gave Bush the pretext to cite them as a reason for going to war. And so now they're rolling out this global peace force, 75,000 members in line with the Pentagon and the State Department. And, you know, these are going to form the backbone of the troops that then go into the occupied countries.
And now, we didn't go in for weapons of mass destruction. Rumsfeld says they never said that. It's an urban legend, though he was on TV hundreds of times saying it with the rest of the administration. Now it's to stop torture. But when we do torture, it's suddenly good.
Well, yeah, they're running out of excuses, really, because, you know, the only weapons of mass destruction, there were actually weapons of mass destruction found, but it turned out that they were in Alabama. So that was the only story of that nature, apart from these mythical ghost-like, you know, bioweapons trucks and exploded sarin shells, which then the photographs show the inspectors, you know, opening up and sniffing with no protective gear or anything. So it must be highly dangerous stuff. But now the report now is that they're going to go ahead and get rid of Sanchez, the military commander, who, according to our information, is one of many heads that are going to roll over the next few weeks. And we're actually going to put a special report on PrisonPlanet.tv later today or tomorrow about that for subscribers, and it's kind of the inside scoop. So they're getting rid of a lot of the military commanders now and phasing in a new legion of them along with this new peacekeeping force in line with the UN.
It's incredible, and I'm sure you heard about Richard Grasso, Dick Grasso, with his $200 million payout, and we have Spitzer. And his 54-page lawsuit filed Monday makes Richard Grasso look more like a mafia boss than the head of the world's largest stock exchange. I just want to point out that the entire government and these so-called quasi-governmental agencies and private groups like the New York Stock Exchange are just looting the entire economy.
Well, yeah, how many trillion was it missing from the Pentagon?
1.2 trillion. And it's a minor footnote, $1 trillion. With some loose change, $200 billion missing, and the average person has no idea, even though it's admitted by the government itself, Paul. What about the CIA chief pays secret visit to Qatar to silence Al Jazeera?
Well, that's interesting, a report that Tenet paid a secret visit over there. Apparently they're unhappy with the government of Qatar, as Americans call it, or Fox News created that. I think it's actually pronounced Qatar, or it is in Europe.
Yeah, Qatar, yeah.
But Fox News, you know, created that name for it, and everyone says it now. But apparently he went over there because they're not happy with their government allowing Al Jazeera to report uncensored on torture and many other issues. Now, there's two perspectives on this. Some people say that because Al Jazeera is based in that country, which is obviously on the surface loyal to the US occupational government, that Al Jazeera is, you know, some kind of steam valve that they use to release information when they need to without it being, you know, a big expose, because Al Jazeera was staffed by former BBC people and so forth. So
I tell you what, let's talk about it when we get back and take some calls. Then we'll get into Britain fights EU proposals for random breath test, and those missing Toowoomba pages, more dirty tricks in Torture Gate.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to austinwheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a 1-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
Is the air you breathe killing you?
What?
The Environmental Protection Agency studies state that indoor air is up to 70 times more polluted than outdoor city air. Even Oprah addressed this concern on her show. Heard enough?
Sure have. How can I purify my air?
Easy. Start with a visit to purifymyair.com. Order the home air purifier. Lab tested. The home air purifier will eliminate toxins like smoke, chemicals, allergens, pet dander, will kill all germs on your countertops, and more.
Wow. Where can I get the home air purifier?
Just visit the web at purifymyair.com or call 1-888-88-MY-AIR. That's 1-888-88-MY-AIR. Use promotional code MyAir and find out how you can receive your free bathroom ionizer or a free vacation while supplies last. The home air purifier comes with a 90-day risk-free guarantee and free shipping.
I'm going to call 1-888-88-MYAIR or I'm going to purifymyair.com.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, we're back live. Got about 35 minutes left in this global transmission against tyranny. Bunch of other key news coming up in the next segment. Right now, let's go ahead and go to the calls. DJ, you're on the air. Where are you calling us from?
Illinois.
Welcome.
How are you?
Fine.
Okay. A couple things that I came across on C-SPAN. I didn't have a tape for some of it, and the other one I might have it on tape someplace. Anyway, within the last 2 days, I believe, Senator Durbin from Chicago was talking about a safety bill. Does anybody know anything about that? And I also want to know...
What was he saying was in the, quote, safety bill?
He did not specify.
Okay. What else?
Okay. I think, isn't he a CFR member?
I believe so.
I'm fairly sure he is. Also, he was questioning, this was a committee meeting on General Myers, or questioning General Myers on the turnover in Iraq.
Yes.
Okay. Durbin was among those who were bringing up questions on abuses of the Patriot Act on citizens who, as they said, didn't even know they were being secretly surveilled. Now, after this, just before it closed, Orrin Hatch, Mr. Hatchett, said that absolutely no one could give one instance of abuse.
Yeah, that's one of their favorite. These neocons say this, and then no one challenges it. This, okay, I'll give you...
Supposedly,
hold on, ma'am. You brought this up. Let me comment on it.
Sure.
They have used it on county commissioners, topless bars, pot dealers. About a year and a half ago, the Justice Department said they're going to use it for all crimes. State prosecutors have been using it. I mean, Paul Watson, we've probably seen, what, 100 articles where they've been using the Patriot Act against the general public in non-terror-related cases? Comments on that, Paul?
Yeah, they used it against Bev Harris to try and get a list of people who visited her website.
Which is exposing election fraud.
Yeah, is that terrorism? They used it for the guy who was shackled at a New York airport, kept in leg chains for 24 hours without water. Homeland Security did that under, quote, the Patriot Act.
And that's a British citizen, a white guy. Imagine if you're in error about that it is, who they claimed may have owned a few thousand dollars on a car, and then it turned out he, quote, paid the debt. So now having bad debts, and they admit that gets run through the database, gets you shackled for 24 hours. See, that's how these staged events work. It's all a staged hearing, and they go, show me one example.
Well, what I'm saying is that Orrin Hatch ended this committee by supposedly trying to shut down the questioning on it.
Well, Orrin Hatch, thanks for the call, DJ. I mean, good points. Look, what we have to explain here is that Orrin Hatch is for Arnold Schwarzenegger being president. Orrin Hatch is for open borders. Orrin Hatch is for gun control. Paul?
Well, yeah. I mean, Kerry voted for the Patriot Act. They all did. Most people don't realize that, there's this whole debate about, most of it expires in 2005. We're going to not let them renew it and all that kind of thing. 10%, only 10% of the whole act has a sunset clause. So most of it is indefinite.
Yeah, and the stuff that isn't indefinite is just little meaningless sections. John in Tennessee, then Charlie and others. John, go ahead.
Alan Dershowitz was on Hannity and Combs the day after you, promoting his favorite topic of the need to legalize torture of American citizens by local police, all because of Nick Berg. And you mentioned that Georgia tried to pass a law, I think in 96, to legalize the guillotine, cut American heads off, and cannibalize the body parts, which are worth, I guess, $500,000 a corpse. So Hollywood could make new PR horror movies that are crossed between Crooked Cops and Macon County Line and the Texas Chainsaw Massacre by Abu Ghraib prison guards coming back to America.
Well, I mean, Alan Dershowitz, the big liberal, remember the Baptist church getting shot up a few years ago in Fort Worth?
No.
I got on air and said, I saw him... this is about 5 years ago now. I saw him on Crossfire say, Christians are pro-gun. They deserve what happened to them.
Why didn't he
said that about Muslims or Jews, and people didn't believe me, and they actually went and got the transcript off CNN where he said it. He said, we deserve it. This guy is sick. He came to Austin to promote torture. Go ahead, John.
Well, last week, a caller to Clear Channel on one of their blowtorches in Nashville said his car was towed after it broke down on the interstate, and he got a parking ticket and vehicle seizure for violating the Homeland Security Act. And the lawyers and judges who host that show said he should plead guilty to terrorism and pay the ticket.
I believe it. It's sick.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage settlement is usually completed in 4 to 6 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt settlement has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Got it in the Patriot Act and the Homeland Security Act, where blocking traffic is an act of terrorism. We've seen them try to pass it at the state level in places like Oregon, where if you download music illegally, block traffic, have a firearm illegally, it's life in prison in a forest labor camp. But they know that 99.9% of people aren't going to go read the legislation. And so, John, just finishing up with you, you said that you were listening to talk radio and they had this judge and a lawyer on. The guy said, yeah, my car broke down, so they said that, you know, Homeland Security wanted to charge me and has charged me now. And the host said that this was a good thing.
Yeah, that talk radio show is on before Art Bell on Saturday night, so that should tell you something. But it's a good show titled Legally Speaking out of Nashville, but the lawyers did try to pretend that no such law existed. They may have been ignorant, but Tennessee Code 3913-801 is the Terrorism Prevention and Response Act of 2002, and it defines terrorism as, quote, any offense under the laws of Tennessee that directly or indirectly affects the conduct of a unit of government, end quote.
Now, again, any offense that affects the conduct, so protesting, and this is what the neocons are saying on talk radio, arrest those that disagree with the government. Paul Watson?
And also, we had the news story which said that the latest changes to the Patriot Act would include executions, was it, for any crime which was punishable by over 20 years imprisonment. Any crime, not terrorism.
Well, I mean, every day I read Homeland Security's paying for Texas to have thousands more cameras per city. The Homeland Security Department is getting involved in crime fighting because crime weakens the republic. See, anything that weakens it, it's all terror.
And also those 4,000 new face scanning cameras in New York City. That was from Homeland Security.
And that's going to be $1 billion. And it said to fight crime. We're going to fight crime. Hey, you don't like this, John? Well, wait till the new draft comes in. You're going to be their slave.
I've been in the military, and those vaccines will tear you up better than any bullet.
That's what Al-Qaeda says. Al-Qaeda would say the vaccines were bad to stop the troops from taking it. Al-Qaeda would say the depleted uranium is bad when, of course, it kills you, but that's good for the homeland. Die, it's good. Kill the troops for homeland.
Well, 100 million Americans are prosecuted every year for misdemeanor traffic crimes. That means 100 million Americans are now terrorists. Under the new homeland.
Well, that's right. You're all bad. You've got to learn to be slaves. It's the new freedom.
Well,
now, I'm not being sarcastic here, though. I mean, what we're doing to our troops is horrible. And they admit the depleted uranium is a heavy metal and is something that's radioactive is killing them.
Well, it's sabotage and treason from within. There's no other.
You know, John, I bet you don't like it that Elliot Spitzer, the New York Attorney General, is. Basically calling the former head of the stock exchange a mobster. I bet you've got a problem with all the scams that this guy ran, or maybe you think it's great.
Well, I think, you know, he's trying to play golf, I guess, with Michael Eisner, who pays himself $150 million a year at Disney and ABC. So he's hanging out with the $300 million Rush Limbaughs and the $1 billion other media moguls like Ted Turner. He just wants to play with the boys.
But the point is he's been involved in myriad scams. I mean, it's every office we've got, or even every private group, is they don't produce anything, they just rob.
And the new robber barons. I mean, you've got 50,000 cops in New York City, and not a one of them is man enough to find probable cause and arrest the mobbed-up Mayor Giuliani or Grasso or Bush when he comes to town for killing cops. Because Bush is a cop killer, and the cops won't even arrest him.
Well, that's true, and then now the commission's tried to blame the cops and the firemen when they took all the transmission tapes that show the bombs. I mean, how did the commission get down to blaming cops? They said, Bush or no one did anything but the cops and the firemen. You're bad. Paul, that was incredible, wasn't it?
It was astounding. I actually had a cartoon up which showed the ghosts of the firemen before the commission, and, you know, the commission head. Keen, you know, Bin Laden's business partner, you know, blaming them for the disaster when they were running into the burning buildings while the Port Authority was telling people to stay in the South Tower while, you know, before the second plane crashed and after the second
plane
crashed.
Well, it's the firemen's fault, Paul, and, you know, maybe they work for Al-Qaeda. Maybe you do. Don't question Chairman Keen. Chairman Keen is our king. He created Earth.
All these people, I mean, to watch that Giuliani commission, it was just stomach-churning because, I mean, these people get, what, 5 minutes to ask the questions? This is supposed to be getting to the bottom of what happened. Every single one of them just praised Giuliani.
Oh, you're so incredible. Oh, you're so good. Oh, you're so...
Well, the family members up there are being wusses. They should have their own community access TV shows and tell it like it is, and they should all stand up one at a time and get thrown out one at a time and disrupt every one of those hearings. That's what they should do, but they don't have the guts to do it.
Well, a lot of them have been, and they've been out in the hallways doing it, and we've got photos of, you know, 20 news cameras around them, but it's never in the newspaper. Thanks for the call. Let's go ahead now and take another call. Let's talk to Charlie in New York City. Go ahead, Charlie.
Hi, Alex. Listen, a friend of mine about 3 months ago gave me your tape, 9/11 Road to Tyranny. And I was a pretty happy, well-adjusted American. And since that time, I've been listening to your show here on local radio. And quite frankly, my world has been turned upside down.
What radio station do you listen to us on?
1310 AM, Dr. Wolf's station.
Yeah, he's got three up there.
Yeah.
He's a great guy. Well, I'm glad people are taking action. So you're, well, I mean, aren't you glad now that you know the truth?
Yeah, but I'm zealous, but I find myself angry and frustrated because the apathy and the ignorance is just incredible.
And I think you just invented a new word, but I like it. Flustrated. You're flustered and frustrated.
it happens.
Well, that's a good word, flustrated. I get frustrated every day, too. Paul, do you get frustrated?
I do, because, I mean, just to read the newspapers for several hours a day and be faced with that level of evil on a daily basis, it would have that effect. But at least you know that, you know, if this amount of evil exists, then so must good. But just to know that evil exists, then it is empowering in a certain sense to know.
Yeah, it's good to know the full horror, and now you can carry out the responsibility to protect yourself and your family.
Now, you've been at this for a while. Have you had any luck accessing billboards on interstates, local radio, TV, putting these things in? I mean, have you, or have they cut, they just wouldn't allow it?
You're asking if I've had any luck. You can listen to us in three radio stations in upstate New York. I mean, Denver and Los Angeles and Austin and Pensacola, Florida and Kansas City, Missouri and Albuquerque, New Mexico. I mean, all over the place. But, you know, it's millions of people, but it's not tens of millions. It should be. But we're having a big effect, and people have, radio stations have put up billboards before, you know, I mean, around the country here in Austin. But, again, I'm just one person in this fight, sir. It's all of us being part of a Bill of Rights culture, being part of the process of freedom. Paul, maybe you can break this down for him.
Well, I would just say that if our examples, and we're just two people, are, you know, a microcosm of the wider awakening that is taking place, then it's reason to be optimistic, because the media attention that we've got, just us two alone, especially Alex, in the past few months, is gargantuan and is growing all the time, because obviously when you get picked up by, say, Vanity Fair, other big television companies or newspapers or radio stations then become interested, and so your platform grows and grows, and it's exponential. And in the past few months, it's just, you know, growing out of proportion. So we've got them on the ropes at the moment, and there's no doubt about that, which makes them more dangerous, but at least we know that our platform is growing all the time and many new people are coming on board.
Do I have permission to advertise and put your movie at a local theater? In other words, if I want to spend $30,000 on advertising and I want to show it on a Saturday night,
You wouldn't need to spend $30,000 in advertising.
Well, if I want to go billboards, newspaper, radio.
Well, you'd want to do that to show it for a month in a theater. A couple thousand dollars in advertising would pack the theater. Every showing we've had of Road to Tyranny across the country, people, it's been packed every time.
Do I have to get this legally, or should I contact your people?
Well, it depends. I mean, if it's a big profit thing, then I have questions. But I've certainly authorized people to show the videos at theaters.
All right, I'll be in touch.
All right, well, I appreciate that, sir. But there's a lot you can do. I mean, go get your own radio talk show on a Saturday night. You want to plop money down, I mean, it should cost you on a big station maybe $500 an hour, and then you can talk to tens of thousands of people, or go pay the $50, $100, and get a local access TV show and talk to thousands, you know, once a week. I mean, there's a lot of... Look, you don't need to promote me, okay? I mean, that's fine if you want to do that. I need more people up here on the front lines. We need more people to be leaders, Paul.
Well, yeah, most people are just followers. And sometimes it is a case that we're just preaching to the choir, but people don't realize how easy nowadays it is with the Internet and the growth of the Internet to create your own media platform. And then, in a sense, we infiltrate the mainstream media, because time and again, just like this Berg thing with this Sunday Times article, they read what we're writing on the Internet, and that's what, you know, makes the basis, the foundation of the stories that they write. Obviously, they never give us credit, which, you know...
Well, they do. They do some, but they're having to respond to us, because so many... I mean, look, we don't have the biggest website, the biggest freedom websites, you know, truth seeker websites out there, but they're big. If we get tens of millions of visitors a month, and their site's much bigger than us, And they're getting tens and tens and tens of millions a month. And it's growing and growing and growing. I mean, I'm seeing an awakening. Paul, I remember telling you when I started getting you a bunch of radio interviews, you said, I'm not going to get beat up on these shows. And I said, the host may, but I said, most of the callers are going to call in and agree with you. So, and then you went and did it, and you were surprised. I mean, what has your experience been?
Well, yeah, before I got those radio interviews, we're talking, you know, late last year, I actually made a big stack of notes on how I would respond to the different accusations and attacks that would be made against me. You know, you're a liberal, you're a commie, you're in it for the money or whatever. And I never needed to use those notes because I go on liberal shows. I've been on a liberal show in Pittsburgh twice, at least the host liberal. Took about 10 calls in total, only one disagreed. In Britain, in my own country, I went on a show, took about 6 or 7 calls, only one disagreed. The hosts basically both agreed. And in every case, whether it's liberal or conservative, the callers can do no more than agree, those who have at least looked into the facts on a tangential basis. So the awakening is out there, and it's growing all the time. That's been my experience because, you know, part of me didn't believe Alex when he tells you that, you know, he's charted all these callers to all the shows that he's been on, thousands of shows over the past few years, and 90% plus agree. But it's true because I've experienced it personally. And compared to 5 years ago, obviously, in Alex's experience, that didn't happen. So it shows the effect that we're having.
It shows the effect that you out there taking action. But again, the Peter Jennings, the Dan Rathers of the world make you feel like you're all alone, that nobody thinks like you do. And that's not the case. And frankly, some of these so-called patriots want to think like that. Oh, we're the special chosen. Only we have the answers. Everyone else is stupid. Okay. No one else gets it. No. People are intelligent, know something's wrong, but they are ignorant in that they think that they are alone. Oh, it's incredible, Paul. Look, I saw this article in the Scotsman today. Britain fights EU proposals for random breath test. The government is facing a bureaucratic struggle to fight off a European Union proposal for British police to adopt continental-style random breathalyzer tests of motorists to cut down on drunk driving. The Home Office yesterday rejected as insufficient the introduction of random stop-and-search-type policing, which is being recommended by the European Commission. Britain, Ireland, and Denmark are the only EU countries where random checks are not legal. What does that mean? Paul, I've probably seen 50 articles where they make clubbers give DNA swabs or drug tests, or they take your hair out for drug testing, and where they walk you through scanners that image your naked body, where they stop people and take DNA randomly at road checkpoints, but then they come out and say, oh, look, we're against the EU, we're not going along with this. I mean, here in America, they'll randomly pull you over and demand breathalyzers at checkpoints, but then they claim they're not doing it, but then they claim they are doing it. What's really going on over in England?
Well, it's pre-crime. It's guilty until proven innocent, obviously. And, I mean, it's the stamp of global government that the EU can make these laws. And they're now proposing dividing Britain up into different Euro regions. So it even, you know, it gets down to that level. And we've got Euro elections coming up in Britain in June, which will decide on who represents Britain in the European Parliament. And the only party, and this is getting a sizable, you know, portion of the vote, according to the polls, the only party that, you know, stands for getting out of Europe completely is the UK Independence Party, which is why the Liberal Democrats, Labour, the socialist left, along with the Tories, the so-called right wing, publicly announced that they were getting together to discredit the UK Independence Party, because it's the only party that advocates full withdrawal of Europe and abolishing the right of the EU, this centralised dictatorship that we supposedly fought, you know, a world war over, against centralisation of power in Britain. They're the only party opposing it and opposing these kinds of ridiculous intrusions into British sovereignty. And so the right and the left of the mainstream political Britain have teamed up to demonise
them. Well, it's the same thing. The majority of Americans are against open borders, but the Republicans and Democrats team up to keep the borders open.
Well, yeah, and It's funny that the media in Britain give all the focus to this one party that's anti-Europe, but is also basically advocating white, Aryan race. It's basically neo-Nazis. The media gives them all the attention and then says, if you're anti-Europe, then you're with the BNP, which is basically the modern-day Nazi party. So that's how they do it.
That's how they do. You're for freedom? There's a Nazi who's for freedom 100 miles from here. You must be with him. What about UN troops raping people in the Congo? The headline is UN troops buy sex from teenage refugees in Congo camp, but then the next line in the Independent is teenage rape victims fleeing war in Democratic Republic of the Congo are being sexually exploited by the United Nations peacekeeping troops sent to stop their suffering.
Well, exactly. It's couched. This is bad, the fact that even willingly these children would go and do this when they're paid, but the actual truth is that they're being raped, and it's pedophilia. And
well, they say to them, you don't get any food unless you have money, so go work in the UN brothel.
Yeah, and remember the story, UN ship carried child prostitutes. So this is ordered from the very top, and the woman that blew the whistle on it in the first place, Karen Bolkovich, was sacked for doing so.
That's fired, ladies and gentlemen. Canned. We'll come back, get into a few final news items. I'm Alex Jones. We're joined by Paul Watson, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
About every 2 weeks, a top American, Russian, Australian, British bioweapons scientist, either in the development of super race-specific bioweapons or the treatment of it, is run over by a vehicle that then backs back over their body, is shot in the head, dies in an airlock accident, blows their head off. This is the New York Times. Russian scientist dies in Ebola accident at former weapons lab. A Russian scientist at a former Soviet biological weapons laboratory in Siberia has died after accidentally sticking himself with a needle laced with Ebola, the deadly virus from which there is no vaccine or treatment, the lab's parent Russian center announced over the weekend. And they say it raises concerns, though, about it being able to spread. Bush is going to build 36 level 4 bioweapon labs around the U.S., producing this en masse, this and other nasties. Paul, what do you think is going on with all these scientists dropping dead on a weekly basis?
Well, first of all, how naive do they think what we are? You know, to imagine that people are just walking around with, you know, needles full of Ebola and just accidentally sticking.
Yeah, in level 4 labs, you have your hands
inside the containment unit.
Yeah, using robotic arms.
So it's not even possible, and the premise that somebody would just be walking around casually with this is, you know, out of the question. But again, people have postulated that it's to do with this agenda, which the Israelis are at the forefront of, along with America, of developing this race-specific bioweapon first to be used on the Arabs. And many, many of these people who've died have had connections with that, including David Kelly.
Well, that will kill real Jews if they release that. I mean, the blonde-haired, blue-eyed European ruling, elite that's there to kill and destroy Jews, the Nazi Zionist leaders, and that's really who they are, folks. They're going to be just fine, but anybody who's really Semitic is going to be in deep trouble if they release this.
Well, yeah, there's an argument that they're trying to perfect it so it only targets, you know, Arabs with certain genes, but even that would be very difficult. But again, this is the whole agenda of bio research, and this is why these people keep dropping dead at this alarming rate. And again, we're force-fed these ridiculous scenarios that these are all accidents. What was the other one? Somebody walked into a rotating turbine by accident or something. It's just out of the question that these amount of accidents would happen.
Yeah, down in Houston, in 2 week period, two people died. One of them, a van jumps a curb, smashes him, backs back over, and then runs off. The police go, just an accident, hit and run. Yeah, one more article. Those missing Toowoomba reports, Antonio Toowoomba, the general, more dirty tricks in torture gate. This, I believe, is on PrisonPlanet.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. And it gets into some of the excised documents. What's in those documents? If the report admits raping women and sodomizing people and beating them to death, what could be worse that they would excise, Paul?
I have no idea because the article doesn't say. But, I mean, what happened is the Senate Armed Services Committee got the supposed 8,000 pages, 6,000 pages, sorry, stacked them up against 6,000 blank pages of paper and noticed that 2,000 pages were missing. So it's reminiscent of the Iraq weapons dossier, which was, a third of it was missing. So they then had the pretext to say, oh, look, they're hiding weapons, which, I mean, the UN was complicit in that as well because Kofi Annan, you know, refused to state what had happened. So,
all right, let's plug PrisonPlanet.tv here at the end. Go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to get the films and the books. But how do folks sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv, Paul?
Just go to the website, click on subscribe, and it's 15 cents a day if you subscribe for a year. I believe we've got two or three videos going up this week. We've got a special report going up later tonight or tomorrow morning, which is going to be the inside scoop. So definitely sign up for that.
All right, PrisonPlanet.tv, if you're online. If you're not, want to buy the videos, the books, 1-888-253-3139. Get the films. Make copies. Get them out to people. 1-888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Paul, thanks for joining us. God bless you all. Have a great day. Skyrocketing oil prices, the economy on the brink, the plunging dollar, terrorism, the government spending $1.80 for every dollar it collects. Never in the history of our country have we faced so many threats to our freedoms, rights, and individual security. How long can we continue without a fracture occurring? With the events that recently rocked the elections in Spain, what will happen as we get closer to our own elections? Now is the time to begin preparing for such threats. Ready Reserve Foods has been helping businesses, government, and individuals for over 32 years. No matter what your preparation needs, Ready Reserve Foods offers virtually the finest in dehydrated, nitrogen-packed, long-term storable foods and has food units to fit your particular needs. Get a deluxe 3-month food supply for one adult, normally $4.98, for only $2.49 by calling Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. Call now and save $2.49. That's 1-800-453-2202. And tell them Alex Jones sent you.